Well, hello, guys, and I just wanted to talk to you about Genesis chapter 1 and what's going on here in our world when it comes down to the reality of our world and what we can believe and what we can't believe. Just looking at the Bible and looking at going back to Genesis chapter 1, talks about in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, we can believe that God knows what he's talking about, but there are recent things that have been happening all over that have actually given rise to a new kind of way of thinking, right? And of course, this is science, right? The scientific day in which everyone now is worshiping science. But, you know, when we go back to the Bible, I mean, you know, we can see that the Bible teaches us the opposite of science. It kind of reminds me of the fake chicken that's going on now, the fake chicken scenario where people actually believe that they can nourish themselves by putting chicken on a printer and printing out things that are unreal. And we've been nourished now by people actually giving us things that are not real. And, you know, again, we have the wax, and the wax is really coming on strong, but the wax is really just an attempt to actually replace the good things that God has provided us with. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that, you know, we don't really need humanity to actually take us from the cradle to the grave with the wax. But of course, this is the plan that they have. And of course, this is an artificial way of giving us what they believe is necessary for life. But God has already provided us everything, you know, according to life and godliness already. So, you know, we don't need man's intervention like we're having right now. But again, here we are, you know, here we are in a day of artificial chicken. You know, here we are in the day of, you know, technology being deployed on humanity at a scale that we've never seen before. And so at the same time, we're having a battle with God. And God is actually saying the same. God has never changed. He's always said the same thing. And he continues to say and speak to us out of the volume of scripture. It's interesting that in God's creation, God talks about that the earth was without form and it was void and darkness covered the face of the deep, meaning that there was water up above us and that we were formed out of the waters. Of course, was what Peter said. Peter said that we were taken out of the water. The worlds were made out of the water. Of course, science says just the opposite, because science always talks about that we came from rocks, right? That there was a big explosion and this big explosion started the universe. Let's see if we can get that there. So this big explosion is also one of the ideas of CERN, that that's why they have the hydrogen hydro collider. But again, we have the Big Bang. Did you know that the matter in your body is billions of years old, is what they say, and all of this stuff in the universe began. Scientists believe with every speck of its energy jammed into a very tiny point and extremely dense and exploded in an unimaginable force, creating matter and propelling it outwards, making billions of galaxies and vast universes. And astrophysicists dubbed this titanic explosion the Big Bang. And that's what That's what happened. According to science, that the cooling of the universe created water. And so this is how we actually have, of course, a viewpoint of the world that is actually artificial. It is not born out of what God actually said, that we were formed out of the waters. This, in this explanation, there was an explosion and we were formed from rocks. And the rocks grew down and became water, and the water eventually created life. This is quite different than what God actually said, right? And what God says, in the beginning we created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. It was void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. We came out of the waters, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. And then, you know, this is what God did. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then God separated the light from the darkness. And even in the morning were the first day. And then the second day, God actually created the firmament, right? And so the firmament was created, and God said, let there be a vault in the midst of the waters, and let it cause a separation between the waters. So there was the waters up above, and then there's waters beneath, and we are in the midst of a aerial, kind of like this air expansion place, right? Where above us is water, and then above that is heaven, and then beneath the water is this solid firmament, and there's the sun and the moon in this particular realm underneath a dome. Now, again, when it comes down to artificial belief, that's where we are. We are really in, we have two particular viewpoints at odds with one another. And again, I can't think of anything else except for the artificial chicken, not just artificial chicken, but when it comes down to what we believe, we are also not just artificial chicken, but this has to do with just the artificial world in which we are setting ourselves up for. Virtual reality, mind altering substances and things being put into your body that actually give you an experience that you're not really having. It's actually, you're living in a dream world, and you're eating things that have been grown in the laboratory, and your whole life now is somehow been hijacked away from the true nature of the way things ought to be. So we have a world now that is totally different than what God said. But again, the Bible says that in the last days this will happen, right? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 talks about, but evil men and imposters will flourish or become worse and worse. They'll go from bad to worse, is what it says here in this scripture here in the Berean Study Bible. Deceiving and being deceived. Now, when I think about deceiving and being deceived, I think about, you know, Mike Pence, when he announced that we're going to have a space force. I wonder if he really was deceived, or is he just deceiving? You know, let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Welcome to the first anniversary of that branch of our armed forces that will ensure for generations that America remains as dominant in space as we are on land and sea and air. Welcome to the first anniversary of the United States Space Force. It is my...
Now, having said that, they can come up now with just about anything they want to say and make up stuff as they go along. And when they make this stuff up, you know, that we need a space force, that there's somehow going to be aliens to come to the United States or to the world, that we need to be protected from aliens out in some unknown region of space that they believe that now we're up to speed to actually protect ourselves from such an invasion. So what were we doing in the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s, the 1500s, the 1400s, the 1300s, the 1200s, 1100s? You know, what were we doing at the first century that now we've gotten up to 2021 and all of a sudden we need a space force to guard us from some unknown threat that they have somehow come up with and determined that, okay, it's about time for us to have a space force to protect ourselves from space aliens? What were they doing? And why would we need to be in space? And is there such a thing as space? And obviously, when you consider Mike Pence, he's supposed to be a Christian, but then would a Christian actually believe the Bible? The Bible says that there's no space, there's water up there. And so here it is. Let's listen to what else he has to say.
My honor, on behalf of the President of the United States, to announce that henceforth, the men and women of the United States Space Force will be known as Guardians.
I mean, think about that. Listen to how they laugh, and I mean, listen to how they clap their hands. And he doesn't flinch. He doesn't flinch at all. I mean, it's almost like he believes it. How silly does that sound to you guys out there? Guardians. That's in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, right? You guys know what the movie is. It's kind of like a cartoonish. Let's see here. Guardians of the Galaxy. So we have a cast. We got Guardians of the Galaxy launched in 2014. You know, a Marvel comic, you know, and these people are supposed to be traveling into outer space. And this guy here takes a trip into outer space. And, well, you know, it's just something to laugh at. It's not real. But again, they pretend like it's real. You know, the whole idea, the concept of it came from some space movie. And so when we see these space movies and that kind of thing, do we really believe that we're going to be traveling through space? And all of this is made up out of the mind and the imagination of people. These are imaginative images and creations of man, and so is when it comes down to it, so is fake chicken, right? Let's see, you know, artificial chicken is just came up with an idea that man will sustain himself with artificial chicken, not the food that God provided. But he will make up his own food. He will not read the word of God and live on the word, live, you know, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. No, we won't live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We're going to create our own world or reality. Look at this. This is the Star Trek Starship Enterprise logo from Star Trek. Are they kidding?
The space race began in the 1950s and it continues today. And in President Donald Trump, we have a commander in chief who's understood clearly that space is a warfighting domain. And it's imperative that we invest the resources and the personnel and the technology to defend our nation and defend our values in the outer reaches of space.
How are we defending our values by going into outer space? I've often wondered how we even protecting America by going to Afghanistan. What does Afghanistan or any of these other countries have to do with our freedoms? I mean, you know, these campaigns of war. And that's all they do is they just constantly campaign war after war after war. And supposedly these guardians are going to be out there in the far reaches of space. TBS kind of got it, though. They made fun of it a little bit because they thought it was a joke. And I think this was made in 2018 where the lady was making a joke out of the whole thing, you know. But again, when we look at these images, we see images there, and they're making the globe to Earth and making us believe that the Earth is a globe when, in fact, the Earth, according to the Bible, is no globe at all. The Earth is a firmament. We're under a firmament. You know, we're under this. We're underwater. And we have an expanse, and we have the moon and the sun here. So, and the Earth is here, and there's hell, of course, up under us. So all of this make-believe reality, how far will they go? How can they continue to keep us under their spell? How long can they do it? Well, imagine, you know, it'd probably be a lot easier if we are willing to submit our minds to it. You know, if you're willing to submit your mind to what they already have produced, and you believe every word that comes off the TV, and you believe everything. And again, you know, guys, I'm just talking, and I'm not really trying to defend my belief or make you believe what I believe. You know, it's just really, I believe God. You can believe whatever you want to. And this is just done for entertainment purposes only, right? So I do want you to know that. But again, here, the Bible explains that there is a firmament over the Earth. The Earth has a firmament over it, and therefore we're not leaving out of this realm at all. So the big question is, what is this guy talking about? People aren't able to leave the Earth, but according to what he believes, yeah, they are. Now, you know, there's some interesting problems with this whole thing about, you know, what the Bible says versus what these people are believing and saying and supporting. And let me just take you over here to the page, because there's a gentleman who has a very interesting website, although he does not subscribe to the biblical view of the earth. He does actually explain it pretty good when he talks about it. And let's see if I can find him. And let's see here. Talks about it quite well. And let's see if I can find it. Yeah, there it is there. Okay, well, we have the firmament here. And, of course, there's the discussion of the firmament. There it is there. Okay, so this guy here, he talks about it. He talks about that. Here it is here. And he says that he admits that the biblical interpretation of what God actually put together when he said on the second day, you know, let there be an expanse in the sky, was called the Rakia. And the expanse, some people wanted to say that it's just open air, but it's not. It actually is referring to a solid dome-like structure, and that's what we see here. And it separates the waters in two parts, the waters from above, the Rakia, from the waters below, which is exactly what I have in my book, Graven Image. It's why I put together the book, Graven Image. Says the ancient Israelites saw a barrier when they looked up. So they can see it. You guys can see it. You can see that you're not spinning. And you can see that there's something over us. telescopes and even everything that we have in your own senses, you look up and you can see that open country, and the sky seems to begin with the horizon and reaches far up above us. And the ancient Israelites and others in the part of the world assumed that the world was flat. And so it looked like the earth was covered by a dome of the blue sky. And water was held back by the rakia. And that's true. But not just that. Again, the biblical interpretation has nothing to do at all with the world of science. People really assume that science has to agree with the Bible when actually it shouldn't. And this author really talks about this. He says, why would anyone assume that the ancient cosmology in Genesis could be expected to be in harmony with the modern science in the first place? Nobody. We shouldn't even ever assume that, because science is at odds with the Bible. And if science and the Bible were going together, then, you know, we might as well forget reading the Bible and just listen to science. And does that make sense to you? Because we have people, you know, today, they think that science is somehow moral. It's your moral obligation to follow the guidelines of science. But according to the Bible and science actually go two different directions. So the Bible talks about that there is a rakia, and also extra biblical texts and data also indicate that there is a rakia. And so theologically, we have already answered the question. We don't need science in order to give us new ways of seeing the world. Where, you know, again, science will send us way out in space, and the Bible just says that it's not possible. You know, there's a story in the Bible that talks about that people were trying to build a tower, and God stopped them from doing that. So if God stopped them from building a tower, of course, he would stop them from traveling out in space. There's no such thing as outer space, because there's water up above us anyway. So, but again, there's a debate, and the conflict is with us. Genesis and modern science are neither enemies nor friends, but two different ways of describing the world. And this is true. I just read to you, they describe the world, science describes the world starting with the Big Bang. You know, the Big Bang CERN idea, which is a wrong premise. God describes the world formed out of the water. You know, we came out of the water, and darkness was up on the face of the deep, and we were underwater. We came out of the water. And Peter talks about that, you know, that the worlds were formed out of water. Or the world, rather, not the worlds. Out of water, right? Let's take a look at what Peter says here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Science says that we are about 4.6 billion years old, but that's not true. Look what 2 Peter says. But they deliberately forget that long ago that by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. And you know, not only was the earth formed out of water and by water, but again, it's impossible that we would have had a creation of the earth any other kind of way. Like CERN says, there was no explosion and there is no sun. The sun actually was created on the fourth day of creation, according to the Bible. And again, the sun is not a large star. According to the Bible, it's just totally different. Now, the Bible talks about there's a firmament over the earth, and then there is the under the firmament, there is the sun and the moon. And under that, you know, we have, of course, the world that God created for us to live in, and nobody's going anywhere. You know, we're not going anywhere. So we can't go into outer space. There's no such thing as outer space. Space is a concept that was created out of the mind of men. So if man is right, then the Bible is wrong, and we need to just throw the Bible away. Because they cannot be aligned. They are irreconcilable. They are both two different ways of viewing the world. Interestingly enough, some of the things that science has been telling us has been so different than what we actually can even come to terms with. Well, just giving you one example, the Apollo 11 launch that took place, right? Where all of the witnesses were at the launch, but no one even thought that no one could possibly be close to the rockets because of the boosters on those rockets were so loud that the decibel levels would have caused the people's ears to explode, or, you know, their eardrums to be permanently damaged. And the decibel levels could actually liquefy the bodies of people. So the heat and the rockets' engines at that particular time were so great that these people had to actually stay away from the rocket launch. It was too great to even be near it. And to imagine that someone was actually in the top of this nose cone is absolutely absurd, because there's no way people could actually be in that nose cone right there on top of that roaring that would actually liquefy your body. And, you know, the heat and everything. People had to stay this far away from the rockets in order to launch it, what would make us think that they took three men and put them in the top of this little nose cone and sent them into outer space, supposedly? But this was televised again and again. The Bible says the reason it is because men are imposters, and they will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we live in a world of imposters and deception, right? And what's going on now when we think about it? Just a bunch of imposters. But again, there were some people who were probably taken in by it, just like people who thought that they could kind of like get some sort of nourishment from eating fake chicken, artificial chicken. And they believe that that Bill Gates probably could really make us a hamburger out of putting together all these other kinds of things. Who knows what's really going to be in that hamburger anyway? You know, he's going to create Beyond Meat. Well, we do have Beyond Meat. What is Beyond Meat anyway? But again, we have this world in which we are pretending that man is all powerful and that he can just about do anything he wants to do. And, you know, Netflix caught on to this when they went on with this Space Force charade kind of thing there with the orange suits. Orange representing 633. That's what orange represents there. So, again, this is the joke that was played out even on Netflix. So Netflix is making fun of the whole idea because they're kind of secretly in on it. That, you know, the Space Force idea.
Space Force, which Mark will run.
What? Okay, so, yeah, they're kind of, it's a joke. It's a joke to them. And so, yeah. this is a joke. And of course, everyone made fun of the whole thing. But at the same time, we still have Joe Biden pushing it. And the belief that most people believe that we are able to leave out of space. That's why they were trying to actually sell tickets to outer space. Blue Origin was fly tourists to space this summer. And you can bid it on a seat. So you can bid on a seat. No one really said that you will actually get the seat, but they are saying that you'll bid on the seat. And I think they were going to take you up to 300,000 feet and then drop you. And then you would experience zero gravity that way. Well, of course you experience zero gravity being dropped. But I guess what they're saying is that they're going to show us the round earth. When the round earth does not exist, or at least that's what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that we are, the earth is flat. And I mean, you know, the biblical text says that. Now, anyone who wants to argue with this, you know, I'm not really interested in arguing. I'm really interested in you proving that this is not the way the Bible teaches us. You know, can you really prove this? Because, you know, can you prove this is not true? And if you can, use something else besides the pictures that NASA produced. Because every last one of these pictures of outer space is really just a contrived image that they made up. This, all this stuff is made up. Every time they want you to believe in space, they push space out there. Of course, again, these people, that doesn't stop these people at Asgardia, as I talked about once before, the International Space Nation. They do believe that there is an outer space. And they're going to one day go there and live in outer space. Take a listen to what they have to say.
He is a very rich man who started his own country and made himself space king, and that is definitely the simplest narrative.
Well, it's a wrong narrative, okay. But you don't need to be jealous of his wealth.
How did he make his money?
I'm not here to talk to you as his accountant or his...
It does just seem relevant how he made his money.
Look it up.
I did.
Okay. So anyway, but this woman here is kind of like trying to expose the fraud of Space Nation. But again, this is being laughed at by a person who is controlled by Hollywood herself. And she's part of the whole deception and fraud. And so it's part of, again, making comedy out of something that is really tragic, because people really do believe that we can actually form a space nation and that one day people will actually go into outer space. And I think Asgardia, we talked about that once before, has over a million members of Asgardia. And it just never stops, right, with these people here. A million people who are Asgardians. And you can actually sign up to become part of the Asgardian nation. You know, space nation. You know, there's no space up there, the guys. There's water. That's what's crazy about it. The deception. And again, the Bible says that we were, you know, we deliberately ignore God's word. Peter says, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 talks about that God's word, heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water, by water. So we're underwater. Anyway, all of this, again, getting back to the movies, you know, it's like fake chicken, right? The guardians of the universe, you know, there's the guardians there, and it's comedy. And I think someone, you know, I know who it is. It's the prince of lies. Satan is deceiving humanity and making us into fools. But with the Lord God Almighty, with Jesus Christ, you can be made and given wisdom. You can be made alive and given wisdom. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, because today we are living in times of great deception. Well, that's all I got for you tonight, guys. I'll talk to you a little bit later and get out of here. But remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world. And of course, the truth will set you free. God bless.